Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, what a beautiful song this afternoon right here on Spectrum, Casting Crowns, If We Are the Body. You are tuned to Spectrum with me, Mpho Moko, and I did mention that I'll be chatting to a confidence coach this afternoon. Her name is Rubina Alexandra. I call her Coach Ruby, and this afternoon she's encouraging us on how to remain and stay positive during the COVID-19 pandemic. Coach Ruby, welcome to Spectrum, and how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you. Hi, I'm Paul. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show today, and good afternoon to your listeners.
And Ruby, I believe, are you in Cape Town as we speak?
Yes, I'm isolating in Cape Town. I'll say isolating because I don't have any friends yet in Cape Town. So, yeah, I've relocated to Cape Town recently, but yes, I'm based in Cape Town now.
Sure. Now, let's get into it. But firstly, before we get into it, what does a confidence coach do? What is it that you do as a confidence coach?
You know, Paul, I would like to briefly share the story why I decided to become a coach in the first place. There's a lot of coaches out there. You know, you get your health coach, you get your financial coach, you get your property coach, you get all of these different coaches, and I'm sure there's coaches even listening to your program right now. But I found myself in the first wave of the pandemic in a place where I was questioning and asking God, what is my purpose on earth? And I just felt like, you know, I thought I'd done it all, but there was just this lack of something inside of me that I was seeking my purpose. And having spoken to friends and just telling them, you know, there's this void inside of me that I need to fall. I need to know my purpose. I need to know my purpose. That one afternoon, my brother said to me, you know, I always saw you as a coach. And a light bulb went off in my head, in my mind. And I'm like, a coach? And he said, yes, you always give such good advice to other people. I think you should actually take this upon yourself and study life coaching and do a course and see where it takes you. And I spoke to my Heavenly Father about this, and he said to me in a prayer point one morning, very briefly, he said to me, if everyone can acknowledge that I am their life coach, then they won't have any problems in life. And that's how I came or decided to become a life coach. It's because of, I believe that we have the God Almighty who is our coach in life. Our
Amen. GPS. Amen.
And confidence, why specifically a confidence coach, is because I want to remind myself every day with confidence in what God is going to do in my life. And that's basically why I chose to specialize in confidence coaching, to help another person to see their purpose and to have that confidence that whatever God, the scripture says, what he has started in you, he will bring it to completion. So, but you must have the confidence that he will bring it to completion. That is my thing. And so that's the reason why I decided to specialize in confidence coaching. Because you can do nothing in life without a good attitude and confidence.
Sure, beautiful. So, but now let's get into it. What sort of damage would you say the COVID-19 has done to many families to date? I mean, we know that, you know, a lot of people have been infected, affected, some are recovering from it. But, you know, from your as a coach, you know, from your perspective and with the way things have been so far, you know, what would you say is the damage that has been done by this pandemic to so many families up to now?
You know, when you, this morning when you invited me to the show, I was like, look at God. I had exactly the same conversation with a friend last week. And we were speaking about how it just feels in the atmosphere that there's doom and gloom. There's mental health issues popping stronger under COVID-19, depression. There's even survival guilt. People who survive COVID and maybe another family member does not survive COVID, job loss, loss of family members. So the list goes on and on about all the bad, or I shall say negative stuff that's taking place now during this pandemic. That, you know, in the past they would say, if you're not infected, you are affected. But I think everyone in this time is affected by COVID. Me, myself, last week, we lost a few members, actually three members to COVID-19. And so if you had called me last week, I wouldn't have been in a position to speak to you. But today I'm in a position to speak to you because I had gone through those emotions of last week. And to stay positive is such a hard thing. I'm not going to lie. And I said to myself, you know, when I speak to him for this afternoon, I'm going to be honest, but I'm also going to be realistic. And the truth is that COVID-19 will have an end. That's what I feel. COVID-19, well, it has a beginning and it will have an end. And as long as you find yourself or you embed yourself in the one that's the Alpha and the Omega, the one that has no beginning and has no end, you will make it through this pandemic, whether you've lost a family member, whether you've lost your job, or you have mental health issues. I must put a red flag on it. Mental health issues during this time is one of the most strongest hurricanes, or I won't even say obstacles, that we have to face. Because of isolation and because of not being around people. So that is why it is hard to remain positive during this pandemic. But I have about 5 points that I would like to share with you with scripture quickly on how to remain positive during this pandemic. And I hope it helps somebody out there, because I had literally written these points down for myself as a coach last week. Because last week when I got the news about a dear friend who had passed away, I was broken. But I realized the next day that life goes on, you know, Paul, and you have to hold on to the grace of God. So the first point, just a tip from a coach perspective on how to stay positive during this pandemic, whether you've lost your job or whatever is happening around you, the first point is stay connected with your loved ones. That is so important. Stay connected. Make that call. Ask somebody, how is your day doing? You know, we are isolated in our homes. Some of us don't even come out of our homes for weeks to come. But use your phone. We have our devices now where we can stay connected, whether it be Zoom, FaceTime, Skype, whatever the way is, just make an effort to stay connected, because you might speak to somebody else on that day that will encourage you, and that's a way of staying positive during this pandemic. The second point that I would like to share is structure your day. It's so easy. It's so easy just to fall back and stay in your bed and be sad. And it's very easy and it's tempting. And we are emotional beings, so we tend to lean towards it. But have a structure. Say, I'll be up by this time. By 12, I must do this. By 3, I must have done this. And by 6, I must have done that. That is also a very good point on remaining positive during the whole day or during this time. And my third point, which I like so much, is focus on the positive that is still happening. So even though there is a lot of sadness and there's a lot of people that are going really through a lot, and I acknowledge that. I'm not saying that people are not going through a lot. They're going through a lot. Please try to focus on the positive. Try to focus on that bright, the sun. I said to myself last week, the sun is still shining, you know, or I can still hear a bird singing. And if you are a scriptural person like I am, find positive scriptures. I mean, my favorite scripture is Philippians 4 verse 13 that says, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. And then if you go to Joshua 1 verse 9, it says, be strong, be brave, you know. And just those few words are words of encouragement in how to stay positive during this pandemic time. And then my fourth point is engage in activities that you enjoy. My mom is a gardener, and for her during this time, she finds it therapeutic to go out in the garden and pull out weed or give her tomatoes water. So find something. There's something in each and every one of us that we still enjoy, and that will take your mind off the circumstances and the situations that you find yourself in at this time. I'd make it a point. I know a lot of people love drawing. A lot of people love reading books. Find something. If it was a hobby long time ago, bring it back into your life and find something that will keep you positive during this time. And then my last point on how to really remain positive during this time, and big one for me, is try to surround yourself with people who are positive. Now, I wrote this point in my notebook, and I was like, but what if everyone is negative around you? It's not the case. It is not the case. There is somebody out there who is positive and who has got some good news to share with you. So surround yourself with positive people. It's so easy, like it's so easy to say, oh, yes, and you know, the government this, or this is happening, and this is, and you just entertain that spirit, and you start speaking about it more and more. And when you find yourself, you're under this cloud of negativity in your life, and your whole day is somehow messed up. And that's where you find yourself going day after day after day under negative circumstances. And what I want to say as a confidence coach, you know, just like confidence, being positive is a choice. If you want to be confident, it's a choice. Confidence is not something that just comes upon you. Yes, some of us are born with natural confidence. We can do stuff. But for some of us, you have to make the choice to be positive, to be confident. So I encourage the listeners to remain positive, is to make the choice that today I will be positive. And in closing, my tip for remaining positive is to journal. I know during this time, there's so much that you have brewing inside of you, and you just feel like maybe there's nobody that you can speak to. Not all of us have the luxury of having friends with cultures or even in our family, and you feel maybe people will judge you, you keep on speaking negative stuff, or whatever the case might be. Find a journal. Find a pen, an A5 book, an A4 book, it doesn't matter, and start journaling. And, you know, it's so good to journal after prayer. I don't know if there's people that can vouch to this, but to journal after prayer gives you such clarity in your mind, and it gives you such peace in your spirit. It's like you just let it down and you let it in the hands of God. In the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, come, let us sort this matter out. Let us discuss what is happening inside of you. And I feel journaling for me to remain positive during the pandemic is a way of remaining positive. It's a way that I can, it's an outlet for me. And also it's safe. Because you journal and there's nobody that's going to tell on you, if I can put, you know, it's safe then to go and speak to a friend who will tell another friend, and then you find yourself, your words being twisted and you being in a negative environment. But my encouragement today as a confidence coach to everyone, people are hurting and poor. People are falling into depression. People have lost their job. They have lost their income. It's really like we would say, it's rough. It's rough out there.
Rough.
You know, it's really rough. And you find people 12 o'clock waking up with night sweats and some people withdraw totally. So making a choice to remain positive during the pandemic is so important. But I want to implore and I want to challenge people out there. If you know somebody, maybe you're a positive being and you've remained positive during this time, but you know a friend that you have noticed, listen, this friend of mine is backsliding a little bit or is a little bit too negative than they used to be. You know, make it your point to pull that friend closer by your words. And the words I mean by kind words, you know, speaking kind words over them, speaking positive words over them. In the Psalms 23, it says, my cup runneth over, you know. So let your cup run over. You fill my cup, it runneth over. Let your words run over to the next person that you see is not as positive during this time. Because we find ourselves, we would probably see somebody, you've noticed that person wasn't in a good space and they'd been negative and then they commit suicide, you know. And then you say to yourself, if only I said that to him. I noticed that he was not doing well. So during our coaching, the one thing that we've learned is that everyone is actually a coach if you tap into being a coach. Everyone has got somebody that they can encourage. Somebody that they can speak good words to, somebody that they can uplift for the day. And once you find yourself in that situation, it comes easily. Maybe you say, but I'm not a person that likes intruding in other people's business. But the times that we are living in, you have to just be that good soldier and say, even if it's one word, like, you look so beautiful today, or you be grateful for today. And that's another step, gratitude. I'm actually doing a 30-day gratitude journal during this time just to remain positive, because for me it's a choice. I choose. I want to be positive regardless of what is happening around me. And I'm not saying that things are not happening around me. Things are happening around me. My father, even last week, if I can disclose this on his behalf, was not feeling well. And I had to choose to be positive, because if I was negative, he's going to be negative, and then all of us are negative, and who's positive, you know? Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much, Coach Ruby. We're really running out of time, but I really love your five pointers, you know, on staying and remaining positive, especially during this time. Number one, you say stay connected to your loved ones. Number two, structure your day. Three, focus on the positive. Four, you know, work on your hobbies. You know, if it's gardening, you know, I love the perfect example that you did with gardening, your mother loving gardening. And number five, surrounding yourself with people who are positive, and also journaling, you know, and thank you so much. This was so eye-opening and so enlightening, because a lot of people are really fearful. There's a lot of fear over faith. And this was really encouraging to remind us, yes, we are in this thing. Yes, the reality is COVID is here. But still, let's stay connected with our loved ones. You know, structure your day. Focus on the positive. Work on your hobbies. Surround yourself with positive people and journal when you find the time.
Thank
you so much, Coach Ruby.
I just wanted to say, because God still remains on the throne, regardless of what is happening, God is still on the throne.
Sure. And if the Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you, how do we get hold of you? Are you visible on social media? Where can we get you?
Yes, they can get me on Facebook. I'm Rubina Alexander on Facebook. And then I'm also on Instagram as Confidence Coach Ruby. And I don't mind giving out my number, because I know there's people that need personal touch. It's 083-3498. So it's 083-3498. So those who would like to do the 30-day gratitude challenge with me is more than welcome to do it. We cover all of these things in the gratitude challenge.
Okay. So your contact details, 083-503-3498. Am I correct?
98, yes. Yes,
103-503-3498. Thank you so much, Coach Ruby. Hoping to speak to you very soon. And have yourself a beautiful day, Feather.
Thank you, Mpo, and thank you to your listeners as well.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.